Welcome to Spiritual Psychotherapy. My name is Mia, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan. And this podcast is all about gently letting go of all those aspects of self that are in the way of discovering our true self, which is divine love. So letting go of layers of egoic identity, patterns of conditioning, in order to allow love to start to flow. I love listeners to get involved, so I'd love you to send in topics you'd like discussed or send me questions. There's also the opportunity to join this podcast live. And you can look all that up on my website, which is livingawarenesswa.com. I also have a Facebook page and just recently an Instagram page and YouTube channel. And they are all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode is entitled Moving from Fear to Love During Times of Great Tension. And with particular reference for me, I'm going to use the recent fire in Burranup Forest down in the southwest of WA, because that was a particularly tense and scary moment for me. So it was a really good example to use for you all. And let me start by saying that the truth of what we really are is the background of what we experience in this dreaming. So it's a bit like the life that we're all very attached to, the identity that we're all attached to, is really illusory. It's like a dream. And there's a background to that, at this essence that is permanent and safe and unchanging and whole, which is divine love. And that's the animating essence of everything around us, within and around us, within everything we can see. And as we learn to rest in that space of pure awareness, pure source, God, whatever you want to call it, that's when we feel safe, whole, at peace, loved, loving. This dreaming, this life that we experience is, as everyone understands now, given what COVID's done to the world in the last few years, it's never secure, never safe. We can try as hard as we like to make things secure, building big concrete buildings and houses, but nothing is ever safe. We never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so while we are putting our need for security in this dreaming experience, we're never going to feel safe and whole and at peace. But it's the background, it's the essence of spirit that we are, which is divine love, that is there all the time, was there before we were born in this life and will be there as soon as we make our transition from form into formlessness. And that's the essence that is safe and whole and reliable and secure. Jesus called it building his house upon the rock, which I've mentioned once before. You know, it feels a bit like a joke, because truly this spirit essence that we are, it doesn't feel solid like the world does, but it does feel safe and loving, innately loving. So healing is a process of learning, yes, we can enjoy this experience and learn from it and learn how to shift from fear to love. But healing is ultimately about learning to rest, not in our mind ego identity, but learning to rest in that inner divine essence of spirit that we are. Or some would say, call that resting in your heart space. And when I talk about moving from fear to love, it's always going to involve learning to step out of the real attachment or the fear base to the story or to the dreaming and what's going to happen in this life experience, and to sit back in trust, that space of presence, of love, that's never going to change, that's always reliable. And also learning to trust that what is happening in this life, this dreamy experience, is a way often of pulling us more deeply into the place of truth, of divine love. And that's certainly what I feel the Burn Up Fire was about for me. So let me just give you a bit of background. I love trees and, you know, trees, the first time I started to feel deep presence, I was on a weekend away with my husband. This is many years ago now. And I was just working on being very present and being aware of the trees. And it just came to me. I started to feel this stillness, this depth, this essence in the trees. And it was absolutely beautiful. And that was the beginning of real presence for me, I think you could say. And the other thing is that my family has part-owned a property in Carriedale, which is near Burn Up Forest in the southwest of Western Australia, since I was about 6.5 years old. And the place has been incredibly precious to me. And we share it with, well, I'm going to be sharing it with my brothers and another family, and we've all helped to care for the place. And in recent years, over the last probably 4 years or so, we've been reforestating it. It was mostly cleared when my father bought it many years ago, and we've planted over 8,000 trees in the last 4 years or so. And that has been an absolute privilege to be able to do that. It's also been very hard work. And very recently, and many of you that live here in WA or that live in Australia may have seen on the news, there was a huge fire in Burn Up Forest. It actually started in the northern end of Burn Up Forest, which is a little bit away from our property, but it gradually crept over the next 24, 48 hours closer and closer to the farm. And just before that fire started, I have to let you know that I was trying to get insurance for the farm because the insurance had been going up and up and had gone up quite a lot in the previous year. So I had just decided in that moment to try and get some new quotes for insurance. And it was actually very hard to get new quotes because we don't live there permanently and the old house that's on it is asbestos, so people didn't want to insure it. So the week the fire started was actually a moment when we weren't insured because I hadn't yet managed to find new insurers. And also, the farm, just at this moment, because the little trees that we've planted are still very small, so they would be very at risk of fire and would probably perish. And what's more, there's a lot of long grass growing up in between the new little trees that we've planted that I can't do anything with at the moment because there's other natives coming up in that long grass. So I can't mow it and I can't, you know, burn it over winter. So the farm is really at risk at the moment of fire. And the other thing is, I just have to tell you about my attachment to this beautiful forest that is on the farm and the new trees. And it's always had this Carey forest. And, you know, there's a tree in this Carey forest. It just makes me emotional when I talk about it. It's actually a marri. It's must be more than 300 years old. And, you know, she's a bit like a grandmother tree of this forest. And, yeah, she's helped me a lot. My two placentas of my two children are buried under her. And, yeah, just this tree in the whole forest, you know, it's a place of such deep spirit and presence. And although I think those trees would have probably survived a fire, they probably would regenerate. I would really have struggled to watch them burn. So anyway, that's the background. And so it was on a Wednesday evening I heard that this fire had started in Burn Up, and of course that started to get me going into fear and, oh my God, what if, and we're not insured, and, you know, what about my trees and all that. And the next day, on the Thursday, I was looking at the Department of Fire and Emergency Services website, and they were showing the fire progressing, and it was just getting closer and closer, basically, to the farm. And I was really sad for the trees in Burn Up, and I have a neighbour down there that I was concerned about. He's a fiery, and, you know, just it was a really tense moment. And I found myself emailing some friends saying, please send love to Brennup Forest. And I did the same on Facebook. And people were texting me and, you know, asking about the forest. And I just asked them to send love. But I recognized a few things. And this is, you know, in these moments of tension. And my body, you know, I was really caught in the dream. I was totally hooked into, you know, oh my God, what if something happens to the farm? And you know, all those added elements were adding to my fear. And it's when it's in these moments of crisis that we really do tend to get hooked back into the story, to the dreaming. And we don't remember to sit back in this pure awareness, trust, the truth of what we are. And what I realized during that day, even in the first few hours of the morning, was that talking about it, even sending texts about it to friends, was keeping me stuck in the story. It's like I was sharing it over and again, saying, please do this, and it was keeping me caught in that. And so I realized I needed to pull back from that. And, you know, it's not that when we're going through something traumatic that it's not okay to share it with close friends or family or, you know, therapists or whoever we need. Of course, it's really important to be able to share things that are challenging us, and particularly to be able to say, you know, I'm feeling vulnerable, I'm feeling scared, I'd love a hug. You know, it's really important. But if we keep talking about it, we keep getting stuck, it just keeps us caught in that story, and we forget to step back and recognize that everything is okay, everything that is happening is perfect. So I realized this, and I also realized I had to stop looking at the news, and I had to stop looking at the Department of Emergency Services website and Facebook page. So I tried, and in fact, in any moment that I wasn't, you know, working or having to do something that day, the only thing I could manage to do that was going to pull me out of that real tension that I was in was to meditate and breathe. You know, all day I was doing that long, slow exhalations, just trying to activate the parasympathetic nervous system and the vagus nerve rather than the sympathetic nervous system. And I was sitting on the earth, bare feet, you know, tuning into nature, letting it pull me into presence, and just regularly meditating. And, you know, I found myself, the more I could rest into that space of truth of what we are, the essence of what all the trees are anyway, the essence of that beautiful grandma tree that I talked about, you know, the essence of the whole Brennup Forest is this truth, this divine love. It's not the perceptive experience that we are having. It's not that we don't get to enjoy that and to look after that and to do everything we can to help that. It's just that the real truth is everything is okay. Everything is this divine love. And I had this experience because I also had a lot of grief just watching the forest, you know, on my Facebook page and the DFAS website, watching it burn, knowing that there were animals dying, that there were trees dying. I'm hoping that many of the carries will regenerate, but that will still take a long time. And so there was a grief in me as well. And I did this beautiful meditation where I just centered into that essence of what the trees really are, which is, of course, truth. It is pure love, pure essence, pure source. What we perceive the trees to be is only an appearance of form. And as I started this meditation, I was allowing my grief and allowing my fear, and it just transitioned into feeling the trees as light, as this pure essence of light shining out at the world, you know, that it was really only transition. Not that it wasn't okay to feel some sadness, and, you know, there were so many beautiful volunteer firefighters down there doing the best that they could, and they did a fantastic job and ended up preserving everybody's property. So no one's farm got badly damaged, and they did the best that they could for the forest, and they managed to save, well, quite a lot of it in the end, although a fair bit also did burn quite severely. So that day was a really, that Thursday and the next, the following morning as well, was a really interesting lesson for me in being in the story and out of the story and in the story and out of the story, and noticing how I would be very tense and scared and, you know, sort of holding my breath, and when I was in the story and when I was able to sit back in awareness, that there was a trust that no matter what happened, even though I dreaded the thought of something happening to the farm or more of the forest being burned, that it would be okay, that whatever happened was meant to be, and that somehow, you know, there was going to be some value in that. And eventually, in fact, by Friday morning, the wind started to change, and I spoke to my lovely neighbour, and he let me know that he really felt that things had turned, and the volunteer firefighters had managed to, right opposite, because the fire got to a point where it was within a few hundred metres of our entrance, but the Department of Fire and Emergency Services and all the volunteers had been able to backburn a buffer zone between the fire and where our farm was. So I started to feel a lot safer, and that was really, you know, a lovely relief, even though I was trying very hard to accept whatever happened and be in presence. It was lovely that it all turned out okay. And, you know, I did spend a lot of that day sending love to the forest and to the firefighters and to the trees and even to the fire itself. And I don't know whether that had any impact, but it's nice to think that it did when we hold things with the divine love that they truly are. But I just want to talk about that because I know so many of you are going through really challenging times. And so, and you know, COVID's been that for a lot of the world, and times of crisis are really so challenging. But it's almost, well, from my experience, that it's those times of crisis that are really teaching us how to step back into that place of pure love, pure awareness, how to step back from being really hooked into wanting to control or wanting to change what's happening, and just surrendering to what is and trusting that whatever is happening has some value in terms of our growth towards living in truth, living as love. And, you know, in many situations when we're faced with great vulnerability and, you know, great uncertainty or fear, we want to control, we want to know what's going to happen, we want to make plans, and sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes all we can do is know what the next step is, you know, and keep listening to our intuitive self, to our spirit, and attempting to take what it feels like spirit wants us to do, attempting to take those steps. And so I'll just go over the things that have really helped me to, and as you can see, I'm not totally there yet. I can still feel fear. I can still have moments of tension. I can feel vulnerable, you know, even though I know the place of divine love is completely invulnerable, completely safe, completely whole, permanent, loving, divine, restful. So what it is that I have done that helps me to step out of that fear and into love, and it's things like, well, a lot of meditation, obviously. Meditation brings us out of our mind and into our spirit. It takes time, it takes practice, and we have to learn that it's about surrender and gentility. It's not about fighting what is. So when the head's busy, not to judge that, just to keep coming back to focusing on the breath, centering into stillness as much as we can, and also to face our emotions with great compassion. You know, when the fear comes or the anger comes or the stress or And, you know, that day, the Thursday that the fire was burning through the forest and the Friday morning and the Wednesday evening, I also did a lot of, Isara calls it Shakti shaking, so just deep breathing and really shaking out all the tension or the anger or the frustration, the why is this happening. And I very regularly go down to the ocean and dive under the waves and just scream my lungs out. You know, it's we all living in this world, in this experience, we experience tension. We are going to have anger and frustration and fear and jealousy, and we need to learn to release that tension, not to judge it, but to release it by having a good shake and deep breathing and a scream and a yell sometimes. And also to recognize it is just energy and it will pass. But I do want to let you know it's really important to greet your emotion with acceptance, to have both the ability to release it and then the ability in meditation to simply witness it, to observe it with compassion, with gentleness. And that is what helps us to pass, helps it to move on. So I did a lot of that day as well, just allowing my fear. Being in nature, of course, as I've said, pulls us into presence. And, you know, as I was, makes me feel emotional as I think about it, but as I was holding those trees in light and, you know, they were also holding me. There's this mutual love in nature. You know, it's the one thing that trees have always taught me is gentility. Hold yourself with love. Hold yourself with compassion. Yeah. And when you hold the earth or the trees with love, it's holding you with love too. And, you know, if you're having a day where you're feeling really burnt out or stressed or depleted or scared, just sit on the earth and let her hold you. You know, you don't have to worry about anything else. Just let her hold you or let the trees hold you. And it's just a beautiful way to recognize what spirit really is, which is divine love. So being in nature, what else was I saying? So I've said meditation, being in nature, allowing your emotion, having a Shakti shake, breathing, particularly the breathing where you're slowing down the exhalation, because it really activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which tends to slow down our heart rate, drop our blood pressure, reduce our mental activity, release the tension in our muscles. So anything that activates the parasympathetic nervous system will help to do that. Slow stretching, yoga, tai chi does that as well. And also to recognize that the Course in Miracles calls it true forgiveness, is that we recognize that whatever situation is happening or whatever some person is doing, to bring true forgiveness to it. So to really recognize that this is a dreaming, this experience, and that the real truth of what we are is this permanently safe, whole, loving, divine essence. And that is untouchable, that is safe, whole. It will never die. It is the truth of what we are. So to bring true forgiveness to something, and the Course in Miracles will say to when you're caught in that moment of fear, to bring true forgiveness, to recognize this is a dream, and to think with your Christ self or the Holy Spirit or your inner being, and let it help you recognize that everything is okay, everything is going to be okay. Isara calls it a dreaming, this life experience, because she says it's a verb, it's a happening. And she often talks about how Indigenous Australians and Indigenous peoples throughout the world have, you know, being able to rest deeply into spirit and to hold that space of acceptance more readily and to trust what is happening. And that's not to say that we couldn't do a better job of looking after this earth. And one thing, I think I sent a message to Mark McGowan on his Facebook page, I'm not sure if he saw it, but about Indigenous cultural burns. I've seen on TV a couple of times what our Indigenous Australians do for country, which is, you know, really look after it by doing these Indigenous cultural burns regularly of country, and that prevents the big bushfires. And I would really love to see that happening in our national parks. So I think I've probably listed most of the things, although of course also to always, you know, if you're struggling to be able to share it with someone, and to particularly share the vulnerability or the fear or the uncertainty, and ask for a hug and ask for support. And if there's no one around, ask the dog, or just lie on Mother Earth and let her nurture you. And I'm just going to mention, today happens to be the anniversary of my father's death. It's the 22nd of December. And I just want to say thanks, Dad, for buying that farm many years ago. Sorry, it makes me feel. But it really has been such a privilege for me to be able to, you know, contribute to the earth, hopefully, by starting to reforestate that place. And I know my dad would be proud of me that we're doing that as well. He loved that place too. So it's a few days before Christmas, and you may get to hear this before Christmas. So I do just want to wish you all a beautiful, peaceful, loving, safe, whole Christmas. And just to, you know, Jesus's life was all about what I've just been describing. It was all about that as we learn to rest in that divine essence of what we are, that we do transcend the states of fear and suffering and pain that we experience. So that's the end of this episode of Spiritual Psychotherapy. As you know, I offer individual therapy and group therapy and some workshops. I'm doing some meditation workshops and also this podcast, which you can participate in. And I would really love you to send in, you know, some questions or topics you'd like me to share or talk about. And I'd love you to check out my website at livingawarenesswa.com and my Facebook page, Instagram and YouTube channel that are all Living Awareness WA. I also highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Please share this podcast with as many friends, family, workmates that you can, so that this beautiful tide of shifting consciousness that's slowly happening in the world can continue. Deepest love and blessings to you all.